Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Got a little attitude? Usually that's not a good thing, but State Police Lieutenant David Jude says when it comes to ATV safety, a permanent attitude of self-education is a good thing to have.
ATV is a growing hobby. It's a growing family activity. The types of ATVs that are available now to people to purchase and to use and to enjoy are really quite different. And it's really no different than what we tell our motorcycle riders out there, that learning and training should be a lifelong endeavor, and that includes ATV safety. So what a great piece of advice that is to continue those trainings, to continue to grow, and to, of course, wear your safety equipment when you're with these things.
In a recent Kentucky Farm Bureau release on ATV safety, Consumer Product Safety Commission statistics indicate Kentucky has the second highest number of ATV fatalities in the nation. Lieutenant Jude says, wear that bean bucket.
Some ATVs, again, are enclosed. They're almost like a small car, if you will. And just because you're in that environment doesn't take away the need for safety equipment. So you really need to focus on all of those issues. Make sure everybody in there is wearing their helmets, wearing their protective gear, and just taking those extra precautions to keep themselves safe.
In the CPSC's latest reporting period, Kentucky had 122 ATV-related deaths. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Nationwide safety statistics from 2010 indicate there were 317 fatalities from ATV accidents and an estimated 115,000 injuries. Kentucky State Police Lieutenant David Jude says correctly matching horsepower and vehicle weight to the size of young riders is critical.
Is that person capable of handling the machine that they have? You know, some of these ATVs really are powerful machines, and you stick a powerful machine in the hands of someone that's not capable of driving it, and it really could just lead to bad things happening.
He says there are instances where ATVs can be used on paved road, but by and large, they should not.
Well, that's correct. There are certain exemptions where you can get across the road if you need to for your property, but in general, these are not designed to be on the road. They're not licensed vehicles. They're not designed to be traveled on the road. They handle differently than a car. They're not the same type of vehicle.
So enjoy your ATV with an attitude of safety. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.